Judy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's nice to hear from you.
Yes,
I am.
Yeah, I've been in class, but I've gotten there a little bit late, and I had to go to the recording, some of the recordings, too.
Understand. That's why they're there. It's not a problem.
All right. Hope you are well.
I am well, thank you.
Good.
There will not be a Psalms class tomorrow morning. My daughter's taking me out to brunch.
Okay.
But other than that, everything is normal.
Good. Look, Hashem.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I went out of state for a little bit. I went to Missouri for a little while, you know, for a little bit and came back, so.
Okay. I think we have a second person.
Yeah, I seem like somebody just tuned in.
So, please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa.
Malka.
Anna Bakoa. Gedula. Ta. All of it, you know, you've got Sadi. Kame Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Noah. He prays Shayim Sintet Nun. Nagibor Dorshe Hudha Kevava Shamblen. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashin Bar Hem Tacharem Wachame Tzidkatcha Tamid Gamlein Betet Reish Sadi Tav Gimel Chasim Kadosh Erov Tucha Nael Adata Ketuvet Tet Nunayim Yachid Gea Lamcha Pene Zobre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayim Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tiakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufag, Zaviyata. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We'll now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahun Vechanun. Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emet Notze Chesed La'alachim Notze Awon Wa'Pesha V'Chata'av V'Nakeh. We'll now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary from the Zohar on Parsha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. And I'll start with Olishem Yechud. Olishem Yechud Kudcha Berichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urhimu Bidhilu Bidhilu Urhimu Riyadka Olishem Yurdhe Bidhavhe Yechuda Shalim Bishem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah first verse of the two that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Laka kohanim ha'ayu limat velo yachlu lahashit et kol ha'orot v'yechaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha yad yitzadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei leval v'hitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei La La Hei La 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 Yo La Yo La La Me Hei 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 La Ta A Rei Ka Ha. The second verse is from Isaiah. It's chapter 26, verse 4. Bitu Adonai Yohei Wahei Ad-le-ad ki-bi-ya Yohei Adonai Yohei Wahei Tzur-olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first is from Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bilni ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'al yom ru'ayom. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'amin Yisrael Untati v'shakan Taktal v'lo yirgaz Od v'lo yosidu V'nei adla la'anoto Asher Barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God. And we do so by saying the individual letters out loud with their root vowels as we sequence through the three verses that compose the 72 names of God. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta he za yo ala da la a wa he he ya yo za la me be he he re yo he ko me. La a wa ka la yo la wa wa he he la yu la ha yo 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 me la he he che he wa mu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo yo he wa la he te ka wa ko me mu da. Anu yo he ame Hey, hey, la, yo, yo, za. Hey, 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 me, yo, ha, wa, wa, ha. La, 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 yo, la, hey. Sa, a, la, a, la, yo. A, she, la, me, yo, hey. Wa, hey, wa, da, nu, yo. Hey, hey, she, a, me, me. Nu, nu, wa, nu, yo, ta, me, de, hey, pe, wa, yo. Nu, me, me, yo, yo, la, pe, re, hey. Hey, re, hey, me, sa, re. Wa, me, de, yo, hey, hey. A, nu, yo, wa, me, hey, yo. Da, me, be, me, nu, ko, a, yo, we. A, yo, a, he, be, wa. Re, a, hey, yo, be, me. Hey, yo, yo, me, wa, me. And now for the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, we will follow the same pattern. Wa, 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 yo, 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 sa, be, pe, a, a, me, be, be, shi, la, yo, hey, anu, wa, ka, me, ta, hey, hey, yo, anu, da, la, hey, wa, hey, me, a, yo, sa, la, me, le, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ka yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa, nu yo he he shi a yo e ta shi a he, re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa se re, yo yo wa la he se, ka a ko me nu da, nu yo. A nu yo he wa me, le he a yo he za. He shi he, ne ka ha, wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la a le yo, a la me te, me ta he. Wa he wa yada la yo he yo shi me za la la me nu he ya nu wa ta me la he he a yo nu ko me yo le la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo da he he be me ka ko a la a Hey, hey, wa, da, la, hey, yo, yo, me, hey, la, yo, be, hey, day. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this 11th day of Sivan is Rabbi Yehi ben Moshe Levi, Rabbi Yitzhak Yaakov ben Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Weiss, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Alto Yeheskel, Horowitz of Dizhiko, Rabbi Shmuel Rosenberg, Yolov of Unsdorf, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Bloch. And the eighth verse of the Arabic Koach, we say in a whisper. And the eighth verse of the Arabic Koach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class for the Parashat Naso. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In row one of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, on the right-hand column, is a link to all of the Zohar Parashiot. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to Parashat Naso, and then scroll down to section 5, I believe it's C, that starts at verse 75. And that's where we will be starting. Rabbi Hiskia Petach Eshtecha Pegefen Por Yahweh Gomer Magafan La Mekabel Aleela Nibideya Kach Ita Di Israel Kaima V'hai Gavna Dila Mekabela Ala Elahu Barzuga Peshap Nina Dadila Mikbili Mik Mikabela Elahu Barzuga Aziad Kegat Kegefen Or Oria Yakete Beteha Nahu Pore Poria Kida Ahora Rosh Poria Porafat Diafihat Anafim Dilikal Sitra The Aim the Year Kete Beitecha v'lav levav v'shuka v'gim d'la taite v'shikra b'vrayat ila. The translation. Rabbi Hiskia opened the discussion with the verse, "Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine. Just as a grapevine does not crossbreed with other kinds, but just of its own sort, a wife in Israel stands in the same ranks in that she will not accept anyone except her mate. Like the dove that accepts only her mate, therefore, like a fruitful vine in the recesses of your house." What meaning is indicated by fruitful? The Hebrew word is poria. It refers to that which is said that bears gall. The word is pore. Fruitful means that it blooms and sprouts branches in every direction. And where does it take place? In the recesses of your house, and not out in the marketplace, because she will not be false to the supernal covenant. My commentary. This pasuk seems to be clear as written, yet it is possible that it is indicating that the children from a righteous woman and husband may not always be positive. If this negative child is drawn, it is an indication that the child needs significant help to follow the proper path. The help of a righteous mother in Israel is what's needed by this child. Verse 76. Ushlomo amar ha'ozevet aluf me'oreha t'yet berit elohecha shachayat Kecha Mandarit Aliha Eliha Echya Eliheha Ahu Atadi Great Berit Behio It Kashra Beya Begin Tach Bayar Kate Betecha. The translation. And Solomon said, "Who forsakes the friend of her youth, and forgets the covenant of her Elohim?" What is the covenant of her Elohim? It refers to the place of the covenant, that is Yesod, where she was attached. Therefore, it is written in the recesses, the thighs of your house. My commentary is, truthfully, I don't understand this pasuk on its merit. Pasuk 77. Amar Rabbi Hezkiya Tom Daleke Al Hahu Barnash Ishvach Linta Cheya Yatat Chaze Mas Nisara De Rabbi Lesha Lekal Yadar De Dahu Chad Megnin Sani Uta Uveita Veita Yapikat Asara De Lesha Devar Veita Na Beya Garim Miskinuta Leveta Begarim Livnaha Dilait Hashbun Bedara Begarim Mila Akara Dushayaria Leveta Mangarim Dahahushara Tidchaze Meresha Levar Umad Beveta Haikashim Bashuta Yekashim Haikuta Ei Ahara Ukich Eshtecha Kegefen Uriya Beyarkate The translation. Rabbi Hizkiah said, a shutter shall envelope any man that allows his wife to let the hair of her head be seen, which is one of the household modesties. A wife will not expose her hair outside to show her beauty causes destitution to visit upon the house. She causes her sons to be undistinguished in that generation, and she incurs sickness upon the house. That is leprosy. What is the root of all these? It is the hairs of her head that were seen outside. This is impudence if this happens within the house, and certainly even more so if it is in a public place. Therefore, it is written, your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the recesses of your house. My commentary. It seems to me that this pasuk is designed to instill fear in women to be careful not to display their beauty, which the Zohar is indicating is a woman's hair. Pasuk 78. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Sara Deresha, Dita Dit Kariyo, Karim Shara, Akaraliat Gablat Galiyo, Ulafu Gema. La begin kach yaya ita de afilu tesire leveta la yachelum sara achad meresha tafshin levar. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda said, the hairs on the head of a woman that were exposed cause another kind of hair to be exposed, meaning the power of the other side that permeates the hair and impacts and impair her. Therefore, a woman should be careful that none of her hair is visible, even to the beams of her house, and all the more so outside. My commentary. Hair is an antenna for the energy of judgment, which is related to the other side. When hair is concealed, so is the negative system. When revealed, so is the negative system, which causes impairment to that human being. Since a woman is more connected to desire than is a man, her hair is a stronger antenna for judgment recovery, or for judgment energy. Pasuk 79. Kaha te kima bi kura sara hu dokum ra te kola haki name yenu papuk same kima teginu garin hahu sara ita garin leela garin utata Karim Levala. The Eid Latiao Karim Iskinota Karim Mila Ahara Bodeta Karim the Isa Istala Ashivota. Mimbinaha Rahamana Lis Ishabun Mahat Sifu Gilaha. The translation. Come and see, just like by a man, the hair causes the harshest things because they are judgments. So it is by a woman. Look how many misfortunes the hair of a woman causes. They incur above and they incur below. They cause her husband to be cursed and they incur poverty. They cause another thing in the house, meaning leprosy. They prevent her sons from achieving positions of importance. Let the Merciful One save us from their impudence. My commentary. The verse is clear as written. The only aspect not clear to me is who is meant by their impudence. Pasuk 80.
Viad baya ita leit kashyayo ziyokte tiveta ziin vii avdat kem matatir benecha kishtile zeitim mahub kashtile Zaytin Mad Zayit Bain Misit Chabad Bain Biki Yavta Laita Ve'aidu Totar Po Tata Dir Yashtika Ashtikach Be'a Ashivut Yatir Al Shaar Ailecha Eilanaim Kach Benanaha Yistalkun Bechashivu Al Shaar Beni Alma Deload Ela Devala Mitvakach The Kola Urkazan. Dile la delir hum, dil ta ta, eo ta o tra. Devanin di vei bin dhamin, ahidik ti vi ne ki kan. Izo rach kavar yarein, Hashem uti uvrechecha, Hashem mityot yirei, etu Yerushalayim, kol yamei chayecha, urei banim, urbanecha shalom, al Yisrael, Banim levanecha, shalom al Yisrael, re'aya mehemna. The translation. Therefore, a woman should be covered even in the inside corners of her home. If she adheres to this, it is written, your children like olive plants. What does it mean, like olive plants? Just as the olive tree does not lose the proper cover, just as the olive tree does not lose its leaf cover in winter or summer and always has more value than the rest of the trees, so should her sons elevate in respect over the rest of the people. Her husband will also be blessed in everything, and with the blessings above and with the blessings below and with wealth, children and grandchildren. Thus is what is meant by behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears Hashem. Hashem that blesses you. Hashem shall bless you out of Zion, and you shall see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. And you shall see your children's children, and peace upon Israel. My commentary. This pasuk is telling about the blessings that accrue to the family that has a woman who covers her hair, as described in the halakha. We are going to stop here because we're moving to a totally different section in the following the numericals on the verses. As you can see, it says a synopsis. And I don't like to read this synopsis because it changes the way people perceive what's discussed in this parasha. Does anybody have any questions? As I said earlier, we will not be having a class tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Well, the color red is left. The color orange and many other colors. I wish you all a beautiful Shabbat. Remind you that we will have Havdalah as a community at 6 p.m. West Coast time. And at 7 o'clock will be the children leading the process. There'll be a Zohar class for the Parashat Beha'alotcha. I wish you all Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful Memorial Day holiday on Monday. You all be well. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.